रचनात्मक सूची हार्दिक ट्रेनिंग, पेशेंस नेम इज जोएन आइकलर, AICHLER, जोएन JOANNE, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 12/27/1946, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 3/2/2026. Miss Eichler is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been doing better since she has been taking the Zofran twice a day. Her vomiting has decreased, though she's still not much walking. Family has been concerned, and they want her her cinnamon dosage to be decreased. They feel that is contributing to the nausea and vomiting. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. Overall, she states that she's feeling better, denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. It was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, nausea/vomiting. Next. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next, frontotemporal dementia. Next, optic neuropathy. Next, DJD. Treatment, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue on the Zofran twice a day. Scheduled. We'll see how she does. At the request of the family, will decrease the dosage of cinnamon to twice a day. Will continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Continue, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Joanne Eichler, AICHLER, Joanne, JOANNE. Date of birth is 12/27/1946. Date of service is 2/26/2026. Miss Eichler is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been having increasing nausea as well as vomiting, has not been eating well, has not been able to do much exercise. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any headaches, denies any shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She had extensive workup at the hospital and was placed on Zofran as needed. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Persistent nausea/vomiting. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, optic neuropathy. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll schedule her girlfriend to twice a day routine. Will and as needed, we'll continue other medications. We'll see how she does with this and how her nausea improves. We'll monitor her progress. And she was encouraged to eat better and drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service is 3/2/2026. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she does have increasing frequency, also slight discomfort. She had a urinalysis done, which was positive. Her culture is growing. E. coli. She denies any abdominal pain. She denies any back pain. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies any fever or chills. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Artesunate 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, there was no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. No edema. Impression number one, UTI. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next. Next, history of congestive heart failure, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of depressive disorders, next hypothyroidism, next generalized anxiety, next history of morbid obesity, next history of left adnexal cyst. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about her symptoms, reviewed her urine test results, will start her on Bactrim DS, one tablet twice a day. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, will continue other medications. Well, her sugar today is better, but has been elevated. She is drinking a lot of cranberry juice. I have advised her to avoid that because it has a lot of sugar. Also cut back on carbs and sweets. We'll monitor her sugar. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Date of birth is 7-12-1942. Date of service is 3-2-2026. Mr. Wilkerson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's more awake and responsive. The doctor is present by the bedside. Also states that he seems to be doing somewhat better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He does complain of some pain in his buttock where he has the wounds. He has been laying on his sides and with a wedge, also changing positions frequently. He denies any complaints, other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. Mild edema, both lower extremities. Impression number one, persistent hematuria. Next, decubitus wound, both buttocks. Next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next history of prostate cancer, next history of bladder cancer, status post radiation treatment, next history of atrial fibrillation, not on any anticoagulations, next hypothyroidism, next GRD, next DJD. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about his symptoms, had a long discussion with the daughter, explained to her he was started on antibiotic Keflex because of his urine being positive, and he was symptomatic. Will continue the same. Seems to be that it's helping him, and he's doing better. Will continue other medications. Will continue to monitor the wound on his buttocks, frequently changing the wounds, frequently changing his sides, so that he's not laying on his buttocks. We'll continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.